LUSELAND, community halls bind rural communities. Some feel a community hall represents community connections, stating that it feels like home, like it belongs to everyone and everyone takes pride in the structure as well as what their hall represents. However, with age as a main factor, venues like these are facing uncertain futures. Lusaland, Salvador Homecoming Hall falls into this category. Constructed in 1973, the hall is now a 49-year-old building and includes some fixtures that are showing their decades worth of service. The complex issue involves emotions, heritage, building standards, interior aspects that have aged out or are about to age out, as well as public funds to maintain and upgrade for the present and future. Some residents say fear for the viability of the social fabric of Lusaland in this hall is a real concern. Other community halls have disappeared into the sunset and residents don't want to see Lusaland experience anything similar. Lusaland Mayor Kathy Wirtz, along with others on the hall board, are doing their best to preserve their community's hall for now and the future. Wirtz says, the hall board hasn't met in a while, but we have been told that Bell Acres Golf Course is donating $800 from proceeds of their lunch held during the Harvest Festival. As well, the Lusaland Community Development Committee raised around $1,794 from their supper held at the Harvest Festival. Funds are needed because there is a need for a new boiler, as the current one is not functioning efficiently with noticeable effects on power and energy costs. An ICIP grant application was denied, creating more need for fundraising for hall needs. The boiler is not the only thing at the hall needing attention, as the hall board knows the kitchen could use some upgrades as well, as being almost 5 decades old, a lot of the appliances are not suitable for a commercial kitchen. This results in caterers not always able to cook in the facility, and board members know getting more bookings would result in more income, making kitchen upgrade highly beneficial. Mayor Wirtz had earlier mentioned that there are other fundraisers in town, with everyone competing for the same donations and dollars, so the committee has tried to keep their efforts minimal at present. Wirtz says it appears November will be a busy month at the hall. A marketplace is being held, as well as a wedding and a Lusaland Arts Council show. Additionally, the first week of December will mark the return of the annual Bosses Night Out event that has been postponed all through COVID-19. The pandemic left the hall empty for 2 years, and any money sitting in savings or reserves was eaten away by maintenance and upkeep. However, Mayor Wirtz said she was encouraged to see that through a recent survey of residents, the hall was named the top facility in the community and that everyone felt it was a mainstay and must-have in town. It will be great to have some bookings again, as the hall hasn't bounced back from the loss of revenue through loss of bookings during the pandemic, says Wirtz. A hall board meeting has been scheduled to discuss future initiatives. Until then, Mayor Wirtz and the hall board knows people will need to step up and support the community venue.